Kevin Sorbo, welcome to Upcoming Discs. It's good to talk to you again. This isn't the first time we've spoken, so I'm glad to have you back.
Good to be back.
We're down here in Tampa, and I know you've got family down here, and of course, this is the area where you filmed Bernie the Dolphin number 2.
I did film Bernie the Dolphin number 2, and I just recently moved to Tampa in June. I live here now.
Wow, I knew your sister did, but I didn't realize you did. Well, hopefully, maybe we'll see you down the road.
Okay. I've lived down here for years, in Davis Island out there.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, listen, let's get to Bernie the Dolphin 2. Bernie's not the only thing that returns in Bernie the Dolphin number 2. Someone else returns, don't they?
No, apparently I'm returning as well.
That's exactly right.
This is the nicest guy in Bernie the Dolphin 1, and I end up going to prison for the bad things I've been doing. But Bernie the Dolphin 2 is sort of a chance for redemption for my character. So we'll see what happens for the life of Winston Mills when people come to see the movie.
Well, you know, and that's exactly what I wanted to ask you, is this appears to be some kind of a redemption story for you. Not only for you, but you get your own kind of Buddy Dolphin, don't you? Is there maybe a spinoff for Rascal and Winston coming down the road?
Oh, I don't know about that. You'll have to ask the people at Lionsgate. It's really up to them, and up to date what Andy wants to do as well. They were the production team behind this, and Lionsgate is doing the distribution. But we had a blast in both of them. I mean, you can't go wrong with the Dolphin movie. They're just a lot of fun to do. And how many rated teen movies do anybody make out there? And does anybody make out there?
Right. That's absolutely true. And this is a family movie. In fact, you've kind of reinvented your career doing these kind of family and faith movies. What motivated that change?
You know, I'm hardly a prude anyway. I like to go see movies that are out there, from everything from Jack Reacher type of movie to an Avengers to whatever. But
sure,
there's also a lot of violence, and there's a lot of content in that. It's just not really right for kids under the age of 10. So
right.
I kind of wanted to harken back to the days that Hollywood was. I mean, you know, the rating system didn't come in until the 60s.
Right.
Most movies were pretty much PG-rated movies before the ratings started happening in the 60s.
So right.
I like doing movies that really... and more relatable to people. There's enough violence and anger and hatred and divisiveness in the world. I'm trying to do a little bit to hopefully bring the world back together a little bit and say, you know what, guys, yeah, life can be bad, but life was never promised to be easy. But at the same time, there's a lot of good things out there, too. So I like doing characters that people can relate to and have a little more comedy involved in there.
Well, yeah, a lot of comedy. Even in the first one where you were kind of the straight-out villain, it was certainly a more humorous type of villain, the old, you know, mustache-twirling kind of guy. And then, like you said, you're searching, you get a little bit of redemption possibly here, and that's kind of the drama of the film, isn't it? Is throughout the movie, it's the good guy, bad guy. It's which way will he go? That's kind of how the film's situated, correct?
Oh, sure it is. I still got it, you know, I still get out of prison, sort of a work release type of thing. And
right.
There's a bad guy that wants a little revenge for the first time around, so he kind of puts me in an awkward position, but as the plan unfolds, I get more and more uncomfortable with it and realize, you know, guys, this isn't the right road to go down. So I kind of turn the tables on him, and like you said, at the same time, I befriend dolphins myself, even though I didn't want to initially.
Right.
It's a great little... It's in the vein of Spy Kids, you know? They're pretty successful, the Spy Kid movies.
Right.
And this kind of is in that vein, where it's just a lot of fun. Families can sit down and watch it. I get stopped a lot by people through airports and at hotel lobbies. I travel a lot. They say, we love the family movies you're doing. Please make more. Hollywood just doesn't do enough of them. So I'm glad to be part of this sort of revival and bringing more of family-friendly movies back out there.
And that's exactly what Bernie the Dolphin and Bernie the Dolphin 2 bring to you, is there is an entire family. You get to work with this family and a lot of these kids. You get to work with these dolphins. I mean, come on, what kind of work is that? That's playtime.
It was a good gig. It was a good gig. Then you're stuck shooting in a place like Florida, too.
Well, you know, and it looks like everybody's having a good time.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, it looks like everybody's having a good time.
You know we do. It's a very loose set. It's fun. I love sets that are professional, but at the same time, we move along at a good pace. Everybody comes in professionally on both sides of the camera, and we have a good time. We formed a bit of a family with this, which is wonderful. And I don't know how much of the cast is showing up for the premiere tomorrow night, but I know there's going to be I know that the two main stars, our kid stars, are going to be there, and I'll be there with my family, and I got
Well, we're looking forward to that. You want to put a pitch out there to where that is?
Well, it's in St. Petersburg. I know that. I heard it sold out, to be honest with you.
Well, great. That's fantastic.
As far as I know, the thing is sold out. I think it's showing. What's it showing at? It's at the Sundial in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
So it's 153 Second Avenue North, and it's I think it's at 7 o'clock screening, and then we got I'm sure there'll be a Q&A afterwards.
Sure.
And they have a little after party and stuff. So we'll take it from there. But you know, people should definitely check out Bring It Up in 1 and 2. They're both out there. They're on DVD coming up December 17th. They can get Bring the Dolphin, the first one, right now, get a warm-up. And it's streaming on all digital platforms as well. So people can go from Amazon, iTunes, et cetera, to pick it up.
Yeah, I got to watch it last night, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, I got to tell you. And the thing about your Winston villain character is that when he leaves jail, he is still basically a villain, and it's nice the way the redemption doesn't just come by some kind of trick or some kind of just, you know, single moment. You can kind of see, and I love the acting, where you can see you evolving. You can kind of see the change coming over you, and it seems to be influenced by the children, by the dolphin, and by people maybe actually showing you some goodwill, you know, some people liking you, people complimenting you. And I like the way all that stuff builds towards the end, and that you don't just make a snap decision.
Well, you know, kudos to the writing, and kudos to the director for, you know, sort of guiding that pace. And you're right, though. It was nice to come out. And, you know, he had a year to think about in prison. I like the fact that he starts out sort of still angry, he's got a chip on his shoulder, but as things go on, as the kids wear him down. I mean, he wants to hate these kids.
Yeah.
It's a nice transition for the character as well. So it was a good story, and I hope, you know, it'd be fun. I mean, think about it. This is something that can make a TV series out of if they wanted to. There's
sure.
Not enough kid-friendly stuff out there like there used to be. So this could be. Who knows where this can go?
Hey, Flipper went on for a long time.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, so dolphins. You know, how can you dislike dolphins? There's something about dolphins that everybody loves.
I think dolphin movies have always played well, and dolphin TV shows, like you mentioned, Flipper, that was my era as a little kid growing up. I remember watching that series, so who knows?
Now, you filmed a lot of this in St. Petersburg and also a lot of it at Marineland. How much cooperation from the actual people at Marineland was there in the film?
Oh, they were great. I mean, they just opened up the place to, you know, behind the scenes. And, I mean, for me, I'm a big fan of The Creature from the Black Lagoon. I had no idea.
Me too. Was it Ben Chapman?
He was signing autographs. He was signing autographs next to me, and that was back when that movie came out in the 50s, I think.
Right.
It's always been sort of a cult favorite. And that creature, even today, is still one of the most amazing creatures ever developed in the you know, prosthetic world of Hollywood. It's pretty amazing.
And that's why the attempts at remake never made, because you can't improve upon it.
No, some movies need to be left alone. You know, I mean, I've heard rumors that people want to redo Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. I'm like, going, leave it alone, guys. Or Casablanca, and I start laughing. Are you kidding? Leave some movies alone, please.
Right. Well, as you said, Bernie the Dolphin 2 is out Lionsgate coming up this coming Tuesday, and you've got your premiere coming out. What else is on the horizon for you? What's next?
You know, I've got a lot of stuff. I've got a movie that just came out. We did a Fathom event last month. That's out on DVD now. It's called The Reliant. You can go to thereliantmovie.com.
Okay.
Action movie dealing with the economic collapse of America.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got three other movies coming out next year, and the one that's near and dear to my heart is called Miracle in East Texas. It's a true story set in 1930. I directed it as well. And I've got three documentaries coming out, so maybe we should talk next year. I got a lot of good stuff coming out. But I'm releasing my second book after True Strength. True Faith comes out on February 14th. It's co-written by my wife and myself. And you can go to KevinSorbo.net to get all kinds of information. There's all kinds of Christmas gifts that they can get there with my autograph tattooed if they want.
That's great. You know what? We'll include that on the post of the podcast here of our interview. And I hope that everything works out for you. I hope you have a great holiday. And since you're down here in Tampa, I hope we run into each other down the road.
All right. Be cool.
Well, thank you for spending the time with us. It's my pleasure to talk to you again.
All right. We'll talk down the road.
Have a great holiday.
Yeah, see you now. Take care.
Take care.